Yep.
But he's got an intro that goes on to at the beginning, and then.
Good morning, this is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. We're glad to come to you this morning. Such certainly a beautiful morning the Lord has brought us into, and we're just grateful for all of His mercy and His blessings, for the joys of life, and thank the Lord this morning that we have this hope, that we have this this security, this grace that He's so mercifully granted to us, and so thankful that there's a little joy in the journey too this morning, that we can have a laugh and a smile and fellowship and friendship, and just good this morning to be a blood-bought, born-again child of the King today. And we'd invite you out to worship with us at Baptist Chapel. We're located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road, just out of Woodsdale there. And we, our service times are 10 a.m. on Sunday morning is Sunday school, followed by worship at 11. Sunday evening we meet for back at 6 for worship service. Then on Wednesday evenings we meet for our youth service and our adult Bible study. And we'd invite you out to any and all those services. And we certainly got much to be thankful for today. We want to say how much we appreciate the labor of our youth group Sunday school class yesterday. They did some landscaping out at the church, and as I come by this morning, it looked awful pretty, and we just thank the Lord for their labor and for their care about the look of the church, and glad to see them able to be there and take care of those things. And they did a fine job, and we just wanted to mention that today. Join us in a word of prayer this morning, if you would. Our Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, we come to you today, Lord, thankful for this life, Father, for the life that you've promised beyond, Lord. God, that you've given to us eternal life, Lord, that our hope goes beyond the shadow of the grave, God. Well, Lord, as we come to you this morning, Father, we ask your blessing, your touch upon those, God, that's not able, Father. Our Lord, no doubt this morning there's those that might be listening, God, that's not able to be out into your house today, God. We pray that through the station, Father, through the ministry here, Lord, and God, that they might be strengthened, encouraged, and uplifted, Lord, and Father God, how we ask this day that you'd bless those, God, that's not able, as we say, Father, the requests we've received, each one that would be granted according to your will, and Father, we ask you this morning, God, how to bless these few minutes that we stand here before this mic, Father, the ones that'll follow after us, Lord, and God, the ones that go before us, and oh, Father God, we ask your blessing upon the station this morning again, Lord. And God, we appreciate the dedication, Lord, the friendship that we found, God, the love that's here. Our Lord, and we just trust you to bless each one that endeavors to lift up that bloodstained banner today, God. Our Lord, we pray this morning that you'd send that convicting spirit forth to our people, God. Our Lord, as we laugh and we chuckle along the way, God, that the time would come that we lay aside those things. Our Father, in all seriousness of the matter that lies before us, God. How, Lord, they might realize their need of a Savior before it's too late. God, bless now the reading of your word. How, Father, give the words to your unworthy servant this morning, Lord. And God, that we might speak your word. And Father, we pray again for those upon the battlefields this day, Lord. And God, that you'd be with them and protect them, Father. Be with their families, God. Oh, Lord, so much lays at our heart, Father God. We just ask you to answer each request according to your will. How we thank you and we love you this morning, Lord. God, go with us now. Bless the reading of your word, we say again, for these favors we ask in Jesus' holy name. We're going to turn this morning to familiar scripture over in the first book of Kings. If you have your Bible, just read a few verses there. There's a great account of Elijah, and if you've been in church much of your life or you've been around, I'm sure that you've probably heard some of this, if not all of it, this morning. But it's the place that the Lord has woke us into, laid upon our heart several days ago. And here in the 18th chapter of 1 Kings, down at the 17th verse, and it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house. I am that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. I now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. And the people answered him not a word. I'll stop reading there this morning. I'd encourage you to read on after a while. But now just pause for a moment. Let's consider the situation and the circumstance. And brother, here are the ones that God's called forth. And brother, God's led down over time. And they have a king that rose up. And according to the word of God, he's done more evil than all of them before him. And brother, not only have they forsaken God, and brother, but they've erected the groves and the altar unto Balaam. And brother, this morning, understand, as we read this and we begin to examine, how we can't help but think of our own nation. And brother, was built upon and blessed by the mighty hand of God. And never before has there been a land I'm blessed as this land has been. And yet many have forsaken the way. And brother, they've forgotten about it. How when Elijah come to Ahab there, and brother, he said, Ahab asked of him, art thou the one that troubleth Israel? And brother, there's many this morning point the finger at the old church. And brother, and say, you're the problem. How you cause this disruption and contention this morning. But I'm here to tell you, as Elijah said unto Ahab, I don't point your finger at us. I'm brother, we're not the ones to blame for the misery. I'm brother, we're not the ones that's brought this wrath upon the land. But because they've forsaken the commandments of God, I turned away from God Almighty. I'm brother, this morning, listen, God's still on the throne. Today he's worthy of praise. I'm brother, I appreciate you taking a few moments this morning to turn on the radio. But what are you going to do after a while? I'm brother, are you going to find your way into the house of the Lord? Are you going to lift up holy hands this morning? Are you going to offer the sacrifice of the praise your lips? I'm brother, there's something else you need to accomplish. Somewhere else you might go. Elijah said, how long halt ye between two opinions? I'm brother, listen this morning. You can't straddle the fence, as the old saying is. I'm brother, you can't live in this world and serve the Lord at the same time. You can't eat from the devil's table and the Lord's table. Jesus said, a house divided against itself, I cannot stand. This morning, let's be plain about it. I come right down to where people are living. I choose you this day whom you shall serve. Jesus said, you can't serve two masters. This morning, too many. Trying to hold on to both. Trying to balance the world and to balance the Lord. That's being halted between two opinions. Brother, the book of James reminds us that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Brother, this morning, realize how we've got to make a choice. How we've got to decide who we're going to serve. Brother, Joshua went on to say, after posing the question we mentioned a moment ago, as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. Brother, you've got to decide today. Everyone wants the blessings of God. But how many want to labor in the vineyard? Brother, listen, this morning. I read the Word of God. I mean, open your heart, open your mind, and open your eyes. I let the Spirit be your teacher today. I read it and find out this morning. I'm brother that we're here to serve God. I'm brother, we're not here to amass wealth. We're not here to gain stature. I'm brother Elijah. I was the great man of God. How many are the accounts recorded here in the Word? I'd encourage you to read them again. I'm brother God fed him by the brook. How God showed him on the mountain. How God spared him when Jezebel come after him. I'm blessed his sweet name this morning. I'm God still able. I'm brother the God I serve this morning. It's the God that Elijah served. I'm just as he answered by fire in Elijah's day. He can again this morning. I'm blessed his sweet name today. He's got all power both in heaven and earth. How is it with you today? I ask again as Elijah of old. How long halt ye between two opinions? I'm brother somehow. How we've been convinced. How that we'll know when that hour's near. How we'll have kind of one foot in the grave and one not. As the old saying is. And then you'll make it right. I'm brother right now this morning. I know from experience today. How many pastors will stand and look out over the seas. And wonder where God's people are. I wonder what it is. That's hindered and prevented them from being in the house this morning. I think often of the words of Chuck Swindoll. I read many years ago. And he talked about how we've become a nation. People this morning that worship our work. I work at our play and play at our worship. This morning God deserves more. God deserves more. We hear so many times, you deserve this and you deserve that. I'm brother, according to the Word of God, the fall of Adam. I'm brother, the sinful nature of man and my own wicked choices. I'm brother, what I deserved. I was judgment of God and the pits of hell. What I received this morning was mercy, grace and love. I'm brother, I'll tell you who deserves today. God deserves our praise. God deserves our worship. I'm brother, God deserves our time this morning. We can't shortchange him. I'm brother, we have the old prophet talked about robbing God. I'm brother, people might give financially, but they still rob God of their time. I'm brother, of their love, of their care. This morning, how long you gonna hold between two opinions? Preacher, I'm gonna come. I wanna be saved. I wanna go to heaven. Then today is a day of salvation. If you hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the day of provocation. I'm brother, today is the day. You need to make up your mind this morning. Whether it's gonna be heaven or hell. The old prophet said, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. Brother, make up your mind. Don't be halted. Hung up. Brother, everybody's a little more Christ-like on Sunday. Who you gonna serve on Monday? Better yet, Friday night or Saturday. Brother, make up your mind this morning. God is worthy of our praise and our love this morning. Surely to goodness, we realize how much he's done for us today. Oh, my friend, it doesn't take a great theologian or a great mind to stop and to look around and see what God has done. We live in a nation that's free. Brother, we can come and worship wherever we please this morning according to the dictates of your conscience. You find somewhere that lifts up the bloodstained banner of Christ and preaches the word. Go and worship him today. God bless you. This is Pastor Fred Baker. We love you.